Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's called a Swede midge, a tiny insect with the power to cause some potentially big problems for farmers. And now this tiny pest has turned up on several organic farms in Sanilac County. Sophia Sendre is an associate professor of entomology at Michigan State University. She has been studying arthropod farm pests for some 25 years. Sophia, what is a Swede midge?
The Swede midge is a very small fly. It's only about 2 millimeters. It's very hard to see with the naked eye. That's attacking as larvae. It's feeding on coal crops, so anything in the cabbage family. And so the adults are flying around during the growing season. They have several generations, and as they're flying around, the females, when they are ready to lay eggs, they land on plants, they lay the eggs, those hatch, and the larvae start feeding on the plants.
And why is it bad news for farmers?
It's bad news for farmers because these larvae that are feeding on the plants, they cause distortions to the plants. And as the plants get distorted, they start growing these cavities around the larvae. They curl up over the larvae. And at that point, they become really hard to kill with traditional insecticides, for example.
So it sounds like they've evolved into a tough little bug because it's kind of like they're in a sleeping bag, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like they're wrapped up in a sleeping bag, exactly. And it's very hard to reach them once they're curled up in their sleeping bags.
Is that why it's so hard to identify whether there is an infestation of Swede midges?
That's partly it, although you can see the distortions readily. Part of it is that the plant gets distorted, but also with things like broccoli and cauliflower, you sometimes start seeing multiple heads being formed. Those are all going to be small and useless for commercial purposes. So there are many signs of the damage, but you look at the plants, you almost need to have a magnifying glass or put them underneath a microscope to be able to see the larvae that are feeding in these protected areas. Like I said, they're really hard to see with the naked eye. So in order for us to verify that it's truly a midge damage, we need to see the larvae, because just based on a distortion, it can be caused by many other things.
Well, how do we come to identify that there were actually Swede midges found on some farms in Sanilac County?
We have an extension educator at Michigan State University who covers that area, and he went out to visit some organic farms that also grow coal crops, and he saw the damage on the plants, and when he looked closer, he thought he saw what looked like larvae on the plants, and then he sent them in for identification, and then partly by USDA APHIS, partly by our lab, we did different methods to identify that it was truly a Swede midge.
Are they tough to control?
They are, because, like I said, the larvae are protected in these curled-up portions of the distorted growth on the plant, and so foliar insecticides can't reach them. So one way to control them is to do rotations, which means that growers don't grow coal crops every year in the same field. They move the fields away to another location where they haven't grown coal crops before, which can be an effective method to reduce initial infestations. And then also use of insecticides can control them. We have what we call systemic insecticides that get into the plant tissue. If these are applied at an early stage in the life of the plant, they get incorporated into the tissue and can provide protection from Swede midge for a number of weeks. But eventually, these insecticides will wear off, and then they get into the part of the season where they need to use foliar insecticides. And these are traditionally contact insecticides, so they actually need to touch the insect to kill them. And when you have an insect wrapped up in the growth that they create on the plant and they can't reach the insect, it's really hard for them to kill the larvae at that point. So that's the part of the problem that we have.
A tiny bug with posing some big problems. And I've got to wonder about organic farms. Are they more susceptible to invasive species like these?
They are. Organic farms, in this instance, tend to be the canary in the coal mine, in the sense that these are the places that we find them first. And so we're going to be on the lookout next field season, especially in these types of farms, to see where we have infestation in other places in Michigan. Right now, as far as we know, there aren't any organic control methods to stop sweet midge.
Hmm. What's at stake here then? What are you looking to as far as what has to happen to identify and then control these sweet midges?
Well, we're not sure about the size of the damage just yet because we don't know outside of Sanilac County where it may be. We are going to look at the distribution of sweet midges in Michigan next field season if we're able to secure funding. We really want to understand what's the size of the damage, the economic damage that growers can experience. We're not sure how quickly populations will build up over time in Michigan. Sometimes for invasive species, it takes a number of years before populations reach levels that are damaging. And so we're not sure if we're looking at that kind of situation where we're years out from having big losses or, you know, it's going to be a more immediate response where maybe in the next coming seasons we're already going to start seeing more damage, especially in conventional fields.
So conceivably, we could go to farmers markets and see a real shortage of, say, cabbage or broccoli.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm not thinking it's that bad. Because like I said, that there are, in the conventional production systems, which is the majority of the cabbages or the majority of the coal crops that are being sold to people in Michigan, there are relatively good control methods. And like I said, crop rotation, which is a very effective method to control the pest, I know that many growers are already practicing that for different reasons. You know, it can be related to pathogens in the soil or other pests, but they are aware of these control methods so many of the already existing control methods will be effective to control sweet midge. And so we know from other states where this pest has already established that, you know, it's not like the industry was completely wiped out by the pest, but it's definitely a significant problem to those growers whose livelihood depends on these crops.
Sophia, I'm wondering, what drew you to entomology?
I was actually interested more in plants, so I kind of found my way into entomology through plants. I first started studying horticulture. I'm from Hungary, and so I studied horticulture in Hungary, and then once I was done with my master's, I moved over to entomology because I worked on a project with Rufus Isaacs, actually, and he opened my eyes to the potential that insects have in terms of research and how interesting insects are. And I really like to work on this interface of how plants and insects interact with each other. That to me is the interesting part. And so working with vegetables where I can actually make an impact in growers' lives and how healthy people can eat is a perfect situation for me.
That's interesting. You know, it's funny, and I'm sure you encounter this when people find out what you do. It's so strange how many people are just so plain creeped out by insects and bugs. What do you say to people who go, oh, bugs, ew?
Bugs are very important in life if you think about the damage that they cause to crops. So in that sense, you want to understand how you can stop them from eating the foods that we would like to eat. And also, they're beautiful. I think that many people haven't looked at them under a microscope. If you look at an insect close up, you find out that they are almost like pieces of art, like pieces of jewelry. They're just perfect and very ornate. So they're actually very beautiful things. I just think people need to take the time to look close.
Sophia Sendre is an associate professor of entomology at Michigan State University. I have enjoyed talking sweet midges with you, Sophia, and I hope we talk again soon.
Thank you very much.